Hello, everybody. Good morning. I'm wearing my orange because it's October now. So happy October and happy almost Thanksgiving soon. Let's see who is with us this morning. All right. Not bad. Come on in. Okay, if you can't hear me or you can't see me, let me know and we will get with Victoria or Michelle and they will help you out with that. Let's get my PowerPoint up here and let's begin. Oh, good. I see, I hear everybody saying that's good. I'm so excited. We're going to talk about some really fun stuff today. Except, where did my PowerPoint go? Here it is. Now, I need to figure out to share my screen real quick to make sure you guys can see it. All right, let me know if you can see my screen. Okay, good. Perfect. But where did it go? There it is. There it is. It was just up, but it like closed somehow. Guys, I'm not gonna lie, this new update for the Mac, you're probably best not updating it because I've been having a lot of issues with my computer. Fuzzy dog. Yeah, that's my little Zeus. That's my dog. Okay, so who's with me? Todd and Ashley this morning? Because I don't know who's who, if you know what I mean. Uh-oh. Can y'all see what's going on? Okay, my computer is totally acting crazy. Y'all are funny. Okay. Let's get started. So to kind of reiterate what we went through last week, we talked about, you know, how to get organized. We said organization is key, remember? So we also had a homework assignment, but before we get to the homework assignment, let's kind of breeze through what we talked about. So we talked about the who and the where. We said, you know, if you don't care about people and their feelings, then you probably shouldn't be in marketing. And what I mean by that is maybe you need to hire somebody to take that position for you and make sure that they're a people person so that they're able to build these relationships and to communicate with these referral partners. And this goes for any industry. Okay, I talk a lot about the, you know, industry that we're in, but any of this information can be applied to any industry. We talked about what a referral partner is. So, you know, even if you're not with the carpet cleaning or the upholstery cleaning industry, maybe you're in a different industry, you can still find a referral partner, which we said was a source of people who have the type of clients that you have that are high-end clients. So you want to be able to build relationships with those people, and then in turn, you will be getting those referrals. We also talked about where you can build your referral list. So, you know, we looked at Google. We talked about going to networking events, you know, signing up for ASID. I hope some of you looked into that and or attended an event and got a chance to see what ASID is. Remember, ASID is for interior designers. But if you are not in our industry and there's another organization that you maybe could be a part of to reach those referral partners, then you want to Google that. And if you want, go ahead and let me know what industry you're in if you're not in the same industry as us, and I can help you brainstorm some ideas of what kind of referral partners you can build relationships with and or what kind of organizations might be out there for you to get involved with. Well, additionally, we talked about some magazines that you can get some ideas of who to visit. Here is an example of our route book. Remember, we had our locations, we had our addresses, we put everything in order by that zip code in that area so that when we visit those people, we're visiting them so efficiently to where, you know, we're not wasting time and getting lost all around the city, and we're making sure that we're visiting everybody we need to visit in that one day. And remember, we're visiting those people once a month for many months. Okay, we'll talk about how many times they need to be seen, but you want to see them consistently on a monthly basis. Okay, slides are still not full screen. Yeah, because when I pressed full screen, my whole screen turned black and it scared me. I'm scared to press it again, but you guys can see it though, right? As long as you guys can see it, I'm too scared to press the full screen button. Next, we talked about the customer appreciation visits. Okay, these are the ones that you are going to have for each business. So, for example, let's say I have HEB, which you probably won't, but let's say you do. I would put HEB as the business name. I would put what type of business HEB is in the top right-hand corner and write down all the names of the people that I met at HEB. That way, next time I go, excuse me, I have a minute in my mouth. The next time I go there, I remember who I spoke to and who or what they look like. That way they, you know, they get excited that I remember them, okay? And don't worry, you're not lying to them. You do remember them. You just, you know, want to remember some details about them, okay? And then the next month and the month after that, it just gets easier to remember these people. The next sheet is about routes. Details about your route. So here, you're going to write all the information you wrote down about Mary. Like, Mary looked like blonde. She was a blonde. She had black glasses. She had a cute Louis Vuitton purse. You know, things like that. That way, next time you visit her, you'll remember her. That's where you're going to write those down. And then lastly, we had the sheet where your marketing specialist will be filling out to turn into you, so you know how many visits they had in that day, how many people they saw, how long it took them for that route, how many miles did they drive if they drove their own car. If you have your company car for them, then they don't have to write the mileage. And then, you know, what time they started and what time they stopped, and this, of course, the zip code area that they went to. Hold on one second, guys.
It's hard to see.
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out. Could you help me, please? Guys, some technical help here to make it better for you. See, it went black like that, but it was black for like a minute, and it scared me, so I exited out of it.
I'm thinking.
Sorry, guys, just a few minutes.
Where's it going?
It's over here.
Why is it not letting me grab the... Oh. Oh, it's buried. Okay. Well, let's see what it shows.
Okay, that's not bad. I can still see the questions down there.
Okay.
Okay, let me know, guys, if you can see the full screen PowerPoint now. If you could just say yes for me, that would be great.
Thanks, Victoria.
Yeah, hopefully that works.
Okay, everyone says yes.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Victoria. Okay. After that, we talked about our when, which was when we're going to visit these people, remember? So, wait, can you guys see me still? Because I don't see myself, so hopefully I don't look weird. Okay, so when are we going to visit these people, and what days, and what times? This is going to help you stay focused. So a lot of you guys were like, well, I might not have time. You always have time. You can make time. Even if you don't have a route with 10 route or 10 stops on it and you just want to visit one or two in a day, then find your calendar, put that one person on that day. You'll find maybe 30 minutes in your day where you can just go hop in, hop back out. And the next week, you do another stop. And then the next week, you do another stop. And maybe you have one stop a week for that month, but hey, that's starting somewhere, right? Okay, and then eventually you'll grow to where we're at right now, which is 10, anywhere between 10 and 15 stops per route book. All right, so we had some takeaways last time. And remember, your homework assignment was to come up with your route book or to Google some places or to kind of keep your eyes out on some places that you could visit. So I want you guys to take some time right now and tell me if anybody was able to accomplish this and or create your calendar. I want to see who did their homework. And then we'll cover what we're going to cover for the rest of the session. All right, Todd and Ashley, they have everything ready to go. And I know that's true because I've seen it before. Chris, good morning, Chris. Yes, we set up our first route book and visited 4 out of the 10. Congrats. That's what's up. Good job. I'm proud of you guys. All right, so then today we're going to go ahead and cover the what. And the what that we're going to cover, remember this is part of the questions that we're going to cover throughout our 12-week series, which is the how, the who, the what, the when, and the why. So the what is, what are we going to be giving these people? This is the best part because this is where we talk about our secret weapons and our food and our promotional items and all of the things that you're going to need to take to these people. Let's dive in. So what's in my bag? Let's go through it together. As you can see on the screen, I have a magnet. Magnets are great. We have tried many promotional materials over the years, and I've noticed that the magnets and the notepads and the pens and the mouse pads are the most memorable. People keep these. They love them. They hand them out. The magnets, I know for sure, I see them on the refrigerators, and they always ask for more. So this particular magnet, we put a rug on it because we wanted people to see that we not only clean the carpet and the floors, but we can clean rugs. So we kind of did a whole movement of, you know, we are Oriental rug professional cleaners as well. So we put them on a mouse pad, as you can see on the PowerPoint, and we put them on the magnet. Now, every referral place I go into has their mouse pad on their computer or next to their computer. It is so exciting. And they've gotten to be so old and so gross now to where we replenish them with a new one. But they use them and it helps them, you know, it reminds them that we can do that service for them and their clients. Another magnet that we have is our van magnet. So maybe you don't clean rugs. Maybe you provide a different service. Put that on a magnet. We put our vans on our magnet, which lets them know all of our services. Okay, you can see it down there. It says carpet, upholstery, area rug cleaning, natural stone and tile cleaning, and fabric protectors. It has our phone number, and it lets them know all of our social media. How cute is that, right? Has our logo. Makes us look professional. So maybe you guys have a van or another vehicle that you guys can put on your magnets. Another fun promotional item is the chip clip. This was also a huge hit. I forgot to mention this over there. We got like 5,000 of these and handed them out to everybody, and they wanted to take them home and put them on their chips and keep them at the office and, you know, clip a bunch of papers on them, and still to this day they're using them. It's very exciting. I don't know why they love them so much, but they love them. This one just simply says carpet and upholstery cleaning, 713-784, blah, 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 our phone number and whatnot. After we made these, we realized, hey, we want to update our other magnets to say all of the services that we want. You want to make sure you're not leaving your services on there. Or not putting enough services on there is what I meant to say. Where can you buy some of these? We have been supporting fellow phenomenal members with these. So please, you know, network and talk to everybody, you know, Howard White, Maggie, and get with them and talk to them about what it is that they can do for you. All right. We get notepads. We actually get our notepads through Minuteman. Okay, but you can tell on our notepads there, it's got the same information, and something a little different we put on there is to avoid uneducated, uninformed, and sometimes downright unscrupulous carpet cleaners up there. We put cleaners, but, you know, we put a little catchy title on there. People love the notepads. Every time I go in there, I'm like, hey, guys, do y'all need a notepad? They're like, yeah, we need five. We always give them our notepad. So this for sure you want to get as well. Our cute little pens. We got our pens through Crestline, I believe is the name. It's a website and fairly inexpensive, and you can obviously fix your filters to where, you know, you see how much money you're willing to spend. And then I think they break everything down for you, like depending on how many pens you want, like 1,000 pens is this price, 5,000 pens is this price. Just make sure it's not too cheap. We've tried that before and y'all all know what cheap gets you. Right, you get what you pay for. So we went a little bit more, you know, not too pricey, but kind of in the middle, and we got some really nice looking pens. They're shiny, they're glossy, they write like gel pens. I love them, and people seem to always want these. We had people even ask us if we had like the refills on the inside, and we were like, no, but should we get them now? But no, we just replenished them with the pens, some more pens for them. They use them that much. Okay, so those are your promotional items. I'm kind of having some questions come in, so let me answer some. Completed a new location. I pulled out 23 new possible retailers. Awesome, Barbara. I'm proud of you. I got all flooring professionals listed out, getting the route book set up today. That's great, Joe. While it's a work in process, we have a route book, we have gift bags, and have been visiting potential referral partners. Great job, John. I was focused more on operations systems this last week. Kind of forgot to work on the marketing stuff. Isaiah. FTI, Isaiah. Maybe somebody can help you with that. John says, would like a recommendation from you and anyone else who has found the best cost-effective source for these giveaways. All right, so we use Minuteman a lot. And then, like I said, we use the phenomenal people. There's some different phenomenal people that we support. That I don't have their information right now, but if you want, email support, and I can get that to them, and you guys will be taken care of. Some of these slides that we're going to be going through, there's some papers or some handouts that I have with them that Victoria will be putting later on the replay. So you'll have everything that you need after this session is done. Andy asked me, are you walking in with your arms full of stuff? Not my arms full of stuff, but my little baggie. My goodies most of the time fit in my baggie, so I'm just walking in with a cute little tote. You don't want to look like you're holding too many things. Next is our red brochure. This is what I always put in my baggies, regardless if I'm visiting someone for the first time or I'm visiting someone for the 40th time. I'm always having all of these items in my bag. Now, actually, let me rephrase that. I don't have every single promotional item in my bag. Let's go back to this one. I usually pick one promotional item for like every 3 months. I like to switch it up every now and then, but I don't want to put all that all in the bag. And the reason being is because, you know, that's a lot of your money, and you don't want to just give it all away the first time and then they expect that all the time. You want to kind of give them one thing here and there. So we like to switch it up every 3 months and give them something new. That way it lasts you the whole year. And then when the next year comes around, you just replenish it and you give them more of the same one. So like, for instance, if we start next month, I give them a band magnet. 3 months from now, I'll give them a chip clip. And it's not just one. I give them a couple, you know, a couple for the office or for different people that I meet. But you want to consistently, you know, change it up for them and keep them always wondering. Excuse me. Our red brochure gives everything you want to know about our company. Okay, it tells them how to select a professional firm such as Clean as a Whistle. It talks about our five values inside. Okay, so it goes through their reference, our references, our reputation, experience, education, systems, and guarantee. It also goes through our referral reward program, which if you don't have one, you probably should get to working on that soon. And then it goes through some of our 12-step cleaning process. As you can see on the PowerPoint, it's showing you the oriental and airy rug cleaning. You want to let them know that you don't cut corners, and that's something that we tell them. We're known for being thorough. We're known for having super long processes because we want to make sure that we're delivering that outstanding service experience as well as delivering that high-end, what's the word I'm looking for? Because a lot of times they're like, oh, man, you guys are expensive. And the reason is because we have a long process and we're not going to just leave them with a sticky residue, right, or leave them with over-wet carpets. That's what sets us apart. We talk about our carpet repair and stretching, our drapery cleaning, and then on the back it talks about a list of our services, which this is great because it lets them know all of the things that we can provide for them. Another thing we have in our baggie is our black brochure. This is our MicroSeal brochure. I know some of you might not have MicroSeal. MicroSeal is our permanent protector. There might be other companies here that don't even have a protector, but maybe you have another service or some kind of add-on that you can educate them about. That's what we did. We talked about how, you know, it's completely safe. So that's a big thing. Whatever product that you have or whatever service that you want to make as a brochure, let them know that it's safe. That's the first thing they want to know about. Is it safe for my pets? Is it safe for my kids in my home? Okay. So you just talk about it. You put the details. And then on the back, always, we put our services again. And we put our phone number and things like that. You want to brand yourself on every single thing that you have. What do I mean by brand yourself? I mean logo, your email, your phone number, your website, everything. And the reason being is because you want them to see so much Clean as a Whistle or so much Safe Dry or, you know, whatever company your name is, and you want them to think of that all the time. That's all you want them to think about. You want to throw them brands from left and right. Another one we have that is not included in my PowerPoint is our Marble Life brochure. We are the owners of Marble Life for the Houston location, and that's just our stone division. So once again, if you have another service that you're willing to provide for them information on, go ahead and put it in a brochure. You can never have too many brochures. Now, you don't want to have like 10, but you want to have like the most influential and the most impactful for your client that they should know about in there. Pictures are great to put in them. You don't want to just have a bunch of words. Maybe use some bullet points. If you can see on here, the MicroSeal one has tons of bullet points and kind of breaks up the monotony of just a bunch of words on a brochure. If there's any questions about this stuff, feel free to write them in. Here's our notepad. So it's not too big. It's about a little bit smaller than my hand, but lots of blank area for them to write on. There's two more things I have in this baggie to show you, and then I'm going to show you the bag and tell you where I got the bag and the stickers. But before I get to the bag, I want to tell you that if you don't have your free trial offer yet, you need to get one. This is our saving grace. And the reason being is because, yeah, people might think we're expensive, but hey, we're giving them an option to use us for 100 square feet of free carpet cleaning. Now, if you don't do carpet cleaning, give them some other free square feet. Or maybe if you do plumbing, maybe you can do like a free inspection or a free, I really don't know anything about plumbing right now, so I'm trying to think of an idea. But if you write in there and you need some ideas, let me know and I'll, you know, brainstorm. But you can always use something. Somebody can always get something for free. It doesn't have to be big. On here, we let them know that it has to be a new client, so you want to put those stipulations on there. They must own the home if it's a residential or if it's a, or a person in charge of commercial. Must be present at the time of cleaning. This must be present at the time of cleaning. And ask for value towards other services. So not only are we telling them that they can get 100 square feet of free carpet cleaning, but they can utilize this towards any other service that they want, and it would just be a $72 value. Okay? And we say, you know, don't remember all the details, because when they call us, we'll let them know all the details. Another thing we have on here is it says one per client. We cannot utilize this all the time. And the reason is because they don't really need to. Once they're a client, we're putting them into our promotional emails on a monthly basis, so they're always going to have some ways to save money, and that's the way you want to tell them. You want to let them know that we're not just going to, you know, kick them to the wolves. We're going to take care of them. And don't forget, the referral reward program is another way for them to make some money and save some money, so don't ever apologize for your pricing. On the bottom, we have a line. That line is to put your referral partner's name. So I always let them know that if they put their name here, so, you know, hey, Aliki, if you put your name here in the name of your company, so let's say it's Miss Aliki's Greek Bakery, which that is the name of mine. It's my side company. Then, and you give this to the client, then when the client calls us, we say, hey, Mrs. Jones, how did you hear about us? Or, hey, Mrs. Aliki, how did you hear about us? And we'll know because the name was on the bottom of this free trial offer. Does all of this make sense? Is everybody with me? Great question. Where did you get these cards printed? We use Minuteman for these. You guys should have a Minuteman in your area. We found out that they are the most cost effective for us. Awesome. Karen said yes, she has a Minuteman. That's great. All right, the last thing that you want to have in your bag is your business card. Now, we got our business cards, and the same with our stickers. I was going to get into that. We got these off of Vistaprint or GotPrint. Those are going to be your best friends. You don't want to spend hundreds of dollars for things such as business cards and stickers. Please go to Vistaprint or GotPrint. Write that down. That's my favorite website. And the reason being is because every week there's a new promotion, and sometimes they'll even throw like, hey, it's 50% off this week, and then like the last 2 days are like, and get an additional 20% off if you buy something today. And it's like, really? That's so dirt cheap. But it's good quality. I can't believe it. But you guys should use it. We don't have any gloss on our business cards, and the reason being is because when people want to write things on them, like when I go to a networking event, they can't write on that if they want to write, you know, information about our services or something like that. So I would say get the ones that don't have a gloss. And then we put our social media on there. We put, you know, on my email, I put my title, which is marketing manager. And then at the bottom, we said get free cash or free cleaning with our referral reward program. So you can kind of see that there. Very cutely organized. Let me know if y'all want an idea of how our business cards looked, and we can send you that. I have those all on my computer, and you can kind of mimic and do the same thing. So our stickers were also on Uline. Vistaprint and GotPrint. We did get a glossy sticker. I like how shiny they are. It looks very professional, and obviously they don't need to write on it, right? So I did that. We just simply put our name, so the name of the company, and then our phone number. All right, and I'd say it's about 1.5 to 2 inches. Not too big of a sticker. You guys can see that. The bag, however, I got from Uline. We buy a lot of stuff in bulk off of Uline. You guys should definitely look into that. They have different colors, yellow, black, blue, green, red. So I'm pretty sure that you'll be able to find your color on there. If not, there's nothing wrong with going with either black or white and then slapping a colorful sticker on there, or, you know, jazzing up your brochures inside the bag. Let's see what you guys are saying. Awesome. You guys agree with me with Vistaprint and GotPrint. Okay, Todd said Vistaprint makes a good free trial offer. Hey, Maybe I'll do that next time. That's not a bad idea. I forgot to mention that on the back of our free trial offers, we talk about our values. Make sure you write those on there, because a lot of people, when they use this free trial offer, they're curious as to what kind of company they're getting involved with. And you have nothing to hide, right? And you should take pride in your company and write those on the back. So we have that. And at the bottom, we put a list of our services. So you can see those on the PowerPoint right there. We got some more questions coming in. If you visit and they say they will have their manager get back to you and they don't, do you call them back? That depends. That's a good question. If I go in and they say the manager's going to call me or get back to me and they don't, I go back in there. I don't want to ever call or email a manager or anybody for that matter without them meeting with me, because it's very impersonal. And like I mentioned last week, you might even skip through that email or like just delete the voicemail. I do that a lot. You know, if it's like just a telemarketer, I'll just delete it and not even listen to it. So we don't want to be telemarketers, or, you know, we don't want to be impersonal at all. We want to make sure that we go back and pick a time where that manager is going to be there. Sometimes I'll ask, I'll say, hey, Casey, you know, what time is your manager going to be here next time? Or maybe, you know, you find out when their lunch is and they're always at lunch when you come in. So maybe you need to come in before the lunch or come in after their lunch, you know. So ask questions and they'll be able to help you with that. Let's talk about food, people. This is the best part. I'm excited. Like I said, if you have any more questions, you can just put them in there. Oh, here's the roll of stickers that we got from Vistaprint. It was way thicker, but I'm half done with mine. But that's how they come in. How to choose your secret weapon. Remember, we are a high-end residential and commercial fabric and flooring carrying company, or you are a high-end, you know, whatever company that you are. But when you say high-end, you need to associate your goodies with high-end, right? So you want to start off with making a budget. How much money do you guys have available to put away for this high-end goodie? And when we say high-end goodie, we don't necessarily mean to go and spend like $5, $6 per goodie. That's kind of expensive. You want to start off with maybe $2, $3, and you'd be surprised. You can find some really good stuff for $2 to $3, okay? We started off with $2, then we, you know, made more money in the marketing department, so we upped it to $3. Then we made more money again, and we upped it to $4. And now at $4, we have such a wide variety that I don't even think we need to go up another dollar. Our stores like Trader Joe's and HEB, they're constantly changing goodies or cookies or whatever it is, that we never get bored of the same stuff we're giving because we're trying new things and they're all below the $3 or $4 mark. A lot of times you want to keep your eyes out, they go on sale. If they go on sale, oh my gosh, you can get so many and get the cool ones and the ones that you want to buy for yourself but you can't afford. It's really fun. You just have to visit at least, you know, once a month and kind of see what's going on. Now, I say no mainstream goodies. What does that mean? That means you don't want to give them something that they probably can get on their own. Examples, Oreos, that's a no-no. Baby Ruth's, that's a no-no. Snickers bar, that's a no-no. Butterfinger. Anything that they can get like at a gas station or, you know, at a Quickie Mart, you want to kind of stay away from, because we don't want to give them something that they're used to getting. We want to remember, set us apart and get them something that they never have even eaten before, or something that looks rich and high-end. And we do that all the time. A lot of things that you can look for in a goodie is the word premium. Sometimes they'll say premium jelly beans or specialty item. Sometimes it's a special or it's a 50th annual. Sometimes they have that written on there, something that sets it apart from the rest. And those are the things that you want to stick with. Like I say, dare to be different and set the bar high. I guarantee you nobody else is giving them stuff, and if they are, they're giving them stuff that's super cheap and easy to give them. And the reason is because we want to deliver that outstanding service experience. Do we have any questions regarding the goodies before I continue? Here are some examples of some goodies that we've given out. Everyone loves Girl Scouts, right? Now, I know you might be thinking, well, that seems mainstream. Everybody gets Girl Scouts. But the reason we went with the Girl Scouts particularly, and we only give one of them out, one Girl Scout a year, is because they say thanks a lot. And we love the theme, thanks a lot. We also wanted to support the Girl Scout troops, which a lot of these referral partners' daughters are involved in. So right there, that tells you that that's a good sign, that you want to get involved with that. But mainly because we go there, we give these out in February, and we let them know that we thank them for the support and for being a referral partner with us or being a business partner with us. So we love that theme, and we've been sticking with that for years now. I think that's the only mainstream thing that we give out that people usually can buy for themselves. So that one is an exception, okay? So don't say, you know, I thought you don't give out mainstream. All right, we have a question. I'm going to get to it in a second. But the second goodie I'm going to talk about is our Ghirardelli squares. Ghirardelli is such good chocolate. I hope everybody agrees with me because I love how different or the varieties that they have. And they come in such a cute little baggie that obviously will fit in your baggie. It's perfect, okay? And they're very inexpensive. They're wrapped individually when you open them so they can easily spread them out to their friends. It's just a perfect package to give out. Now, for our healthy people, because sometimes you want to make sure you're asking them if they have any kind of allergies or if they prefer healthy goodies, because sometimes we have people who have diabetes and they can't have sugar. And in that event, we go to our cool-looking pretzel crisps. Okay, I put an example of that on there. People have asked for those. They ask for popcorn. I know popcorn doesn't seem high-end, but if they have something that they're specifically asking for from you because they can't eat the sugar, then we go ahead and get it for them. It's very inexpensive. Additionally, there's biscottis. They're only 90 calories, and they love to dip them in their coffee. Okay, so sometimes they don't want the sugar and the deep chocolate, things like that. We'll get them a biscotti to dip in their coffee or whatnot. Lastly, I saved my cookie butter sandwich cookies from Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's will be your best friend. And the reason I say that is because they have a lot of high-end looking boxes or bags for their goodies. And the food is just so delicious. People associate Trader Joe's with a little bit higher end or more expensive. And so that's why we decided to change it up and kind of give some goodies like that every now and then. But you need to be careful. Sometimes you don't want to just go with a regular box that just looks boring, right? You want to kind of look at it and make sure that it looks high end or look special or different from the rest. All right, Jill asked, how many goodies do you give to each referral source on each visit? Great question. So I think I mentioned this last week, but depending on how many people there are, that's how you're going to figure out how many boxes to give. So for example, if I go into a place, I usually do it by five. So if you go into a place and there's five people there, I give them one goodie or one box. If there's 10 people there, I give them two goodies or two boxes. If there's 15, I give three. And if there's 20, I give four, and so on. Usually there's not more than 20, so we have up to four boxes that we give out. Now, if you're going into a realtor place, then there you will probably give more, because sometimes realtors have like 100 places. But remember, that's why I said you want to pick realtor places that have less people there. Now, if you're not in the same industry as I am, then still use the same concept. If you're going to a referral partner's place and they have more than like 100 people, You know, that's very hard for you to meet everybody, and it kind of defeats the purpose. So you want to kind of start small and make sure there's no more than like 25, 30 people in there for you to actually visit and get to know on a daily basis. Andy said, doesn't seem like walking in with a box of cookies is really high end, is it? Well, for us it is. Like I said, depending on what the box looks like, you don't want to just have a box that, you know, is plain Jane or, please don't get anything from the, what's it called, the 99-cent store or anything like that. I saw on the news that the food there is not great and it gets people sick, and I would hate for y'all to have some kind of a problem giving people something from the dollar store. So you want to avoid that. Andy, if you want to dress it up, you certainly can. We've done bows before. We slap bows on them. We'll put strings on them and tie them. Most of the times we don't go with boxes. You know, that's usually if someone's asking specifically for them or, like I said, they want a healthy goodie. But most of the times we're looking for some kind of a cute presentation or a different presentation of that cookie or of that brand of food. So like the Ghirardelli bag, for instance, that's like super glossy when you get it and it looks very high end. So you guys need to watch out and make that judgment. On the goodies as well, we'll put stickers on them. We always put our company stickers on them. Make sure you're not hiding, you know, any important words, but you can, you know, put them right here or something like that for them. These are the butter almond thins. They're Belgian. They love these. We had one guy specifically ask for these from Trader Joe's, so we said, okay, let's just do them. And we put our sticker right here. They're very thin, and they have 4 grams of protein and very low calories, 120 calories, so not that bad. They can eat 6 of these for 120 calories. So. Do you take a bag in every month with the goodie in it? Yes, every time. There's not one time I don't go in to visit these people without my bag or my goodie. So make sure you're doing that. Secondly, for our end of the year referral partners, we have a little bit of a bigger budget for them because we want to show appreciation to them and show them that we appreciate all of the referrals they've been giving us. We'll give them a little bit more expensive goodies. So this one that you see here, the Maxfield Caesar Caramels, they come in a super cute box. You can tell it's very Christmassy. We give these out at the end of the year for our top referral partners who spend like more than $5,000 in referrals for us, or they've referred more than $5,000. And you can get these at Sam's or Costco. I love them. They have delicious milk chocolate caramels that like ooze, as you can see in the picture, and they love them. We also have given out Trader Joe's Caramel Dark Chocolate Popcorn Crunch, as you can see over there. How cute is that tin? It is adorable. We make a special Christmas sticker for the Christmas time, and we slap that on there as well. Actually, let me go get that so I can show you. Hold on 1 second, guys. You can get these on Vistaprint as well. I hope you guys can see them. It says, Merry Christmas. Thanks for your support. Clean as a Whistle, Inc., and then our phone number. Very cool, right? So if you want a picture of that, I can totally send that to you guys as well. But it kind of just makes things really festive and cute, you know, for the end of the year. And that's what we're about. We like to change things up and keep things fun. Let's see, we have some more questions coming in. Because I do not show them the stuff about our business up front, they don't tell me I am soliciting. They just take the goodies and look and see who we are. Perfect, and that's what you want. They're going to say, you know, no solicitors here, or they're going to make you feel, you know, bad at times, But if you go in there initially and you just leave those goodies and you don't say a word and you just say, hey, you know, I brought this for you. I hope you guys enjoy it. Leave your information there too. They're probably going to look at it. Sometimes they don't, but, you know, we don't care about that. Remember, the first time, if they feel kind of skeptical, you're just going to leave the goodies and you're going to go. And then the next time you see them, we're going to talk about in the next couple weeks what you're going to send to them in the mail between the first and the second time that you visit them. But when you visit them the second time, they're going to feel a little bit more warmed up to you because you left them goodies and because you sent them a send-out card in the mail, which we'll talk about that later on. Andy says, what if they ask you not to bring goodies? I've had that happen many times. In fact, last week they were all on a diet, and she was like, oh, don't bring those in here. And I was like, why? Y'all don't want any? And she's like, oh, no, we're on diets. And I was like, okay, would you like for me to bring you something healthy? And she goes, no, your presence is enough. And they refer us a lot, so I know she's telling the truth, but she didn't want any goodies. And if that's the case, then you honor it and you respect it and you say, okay, you know, if that's okay with you, that's fine with me. I want to make sure that I'm doing my best to serve you guys and make you guys happy. So, and you leave it at that and you just change the subject, or you say, okay, I see you, you know, depending on when they say it. But it's no big deal. That's, hey, that's more money in your pocket, right? So it's not a big deal for you guys. Lastly, I'm going to talk about the dogs. I guarantee you a lot of your places are going to have dogs or a cat or some kind of animal. And what we do is not only do we give goodies to the people, but we give goodies to the dogs too. So that is my doggy, little Zeus. He's my little sunshine. And so I love him. He is like my kid. I don't have kids, but he's like my kid. And a lot of the people that I visit don't have children, but they have dogs. And so when you talk to them about their dogs, or if their dogs are there and you show that you care and you give them dog treats, oh my gosh, they'll love you forever. And you think I'm kidding, but do it and see how it is. See the connection that it builds. It works every time. If they don't have a dog and they might have a bird, then maybe you can bring some seeds in a Ziploc bag, you know, and give them some seeds. It's not that hard to easily break the ice. Remember, that's our goal. When you go in there, you don't want it to be a cold call. If anything, you want it to be a warm, welcoming visit. And these are a bunch of ways to help it to be warm. Because a lot of people, and we have them here too, they come into our company or they come to our business and they don't even ask us how we are. They don't even talk to us. They don't even bring anything. They just immediately say, hey, is Scott here? Okay, I need to speak to Scott. Is he available? And we're always like, wow, they're really trying to get to business, you know? So we do not want to be like that. That is cold calling. We're not like that. That's how we're going to set ourselves apart. And instead of saying, hey, is Scott here? I need to talk to Scott. We can say, hi, how are you doing today, Aliki? Isn't it a beautiful day outside? Are you enjoying your day? You know, how was your weekend? It was just September, right? So did you do anything for Memorial Day or Labor Day, you know, or Columbus Day? Maybe they had off on Monday, you know? So you want to think differently than most people think, and that is what is going to help you, and that is what is going to get you all these referrals. Okay, we have another question here. Oh, I already answered that. What if they ask you to not bring goodies in? Okay, I answered that as well. Okay. We have about 10 minutes to go through what you learned so far and what you will incorporate with your business. So go ahead and type what you've learned or what you're going to incorporate or what questions you have for me. And in turn, I'm going to show you what I use to go around, and hopefully you can see it. This is what I use to take my goodies. I'm assuming you guys can see it. Now, you can buy this at Office Depot. I think it was I think it was only like $20 or $25 or something. But this is a container, and it has a handle, and it has rollies, and you can put all of your goodies in it and then roll them around. You can kind of see how deep it is. I use this bad boy everywhere I go. Okay, very convenient for me. Now, what's also cool about this is that you could fit a cooler inside of it. If you're giving out chocolates in the summer, which I don't suggest you do because they melt, and you don't want to give something that's melted to your referral partners because they're going to open it and be like, gross. You know, you don't want to give them a bad impression. But if you keep a cooler in it and put all your goodies in the cooler, then you're good, you know. I would suggest giving your chocolates out in the wintertime, which is what we do, and then your all your other cookies or, you know, whatever it is that you want to give out. We've given out little creme brulee puffs, these French puffs that were delicious. We gave those out in the summertime because they didn't melt. That's what I would suggest. That's my advice. Andy said, Vistaprint is what I needed. Good job, Andy. Anytime you go on a website and you want to buy something, fun fact, you can go to Google. So, like, let's say you have your – maybe I should just show you. Let me see if I can show you. Hold up. Let me see. Is Google Chrome even going to work? Please work. Okay. Let's say you go to Express, okay, and you're shopping at Express, and you want to see if there's a coupon for Express or a coupon for whatever it is that you're buying, Uline or a Crestline for your pens. You open in another tab, and you simply write in here Express coupons. You guys can use this in your life and in your business life. Oh, please work. My internet is so slow. Anyways, I'm hoping that it opens, but what you'll see here is a website will come up called Retail Me Not. When that opens up, that's going, when you click on that, it's going to tell you all the coupons that you can use today that other people have used around the world that will save you money for your purchase. So what you would do is you would just right-click on it, press copy, go into the website that you want to use the coupon in, and then when you're getting ready to check it out, you just paste it into the area where there's a promo code. I've used this many times for Vistaprint because sometimes I'm like, wait, I wonder if there's a better coupon than 20% off. Let me just Google it. So I'll Google it. And then it almost always tells me if there's another coupon better. Like sometimes there's a 25% or, you know, maybe I'm going, oh, here we go. Here it is. Look. See? Retail Me Not. And there's, sure enough, there's a 50% off Express coupon. Okay? So you can do the same thing for the websites that you're using to buy a lot of your materials. You always want to find ways to save money, and that's what I do. All right, let me see some of y'all's questions here because I know I have a lot. If you walk in and they say you are or they are already referring someone, do you go back? Chris, wonderful question. I'm so happy you said that. I've had that. In fact, I had that last week. First thing is you want to think outside the box. This is how I work. I always think, well, who is it that they're using and what are they using them for? Because a lot of times they'll think that they're using somebody that might be doing the same service as you, but they're not. So, for example, last week we had somebody, I was talking to them about Microseal, which is our permanent protector, and I asked them, I said, are you currently using anybody? Because you want to ask them, and if they already tell you, yes, I'm already referring someone, then you want to find out what it is that they're referring. Oh, okay, so they have a protector? Oh, yeah, they have a protector. Okay, and how much are they giving you back on that? Or how much of a referral certificate are they giving back for that? Sometimes they say, no, they don't have a referral certificate. And with my friend Mary at one of my places who I'm talking about, she ended up going with us and referring us because we had the referral certificate. Now, sometimes they're not going to care about the referral certificate. Okay, so if they say, oh, I don't really care about the money. I don't care to get rewards. I just want to make sure my client's taken care of. Then you find out some other service that they know that they don't have that they can use you for. And that, I know it sounds overwhelming, but within that minute, you got to think quick on your feet. I always have something ready. So if they tell me, oh, you know, we're using FiberSeal for our protector. Okay, then is FiberSeal also doing the cleaning for the upholstery as well? And they say no. Okay, well, that's what we're here for if you'd like. We'd love to be a resource for you. Bingo. And eventually, they stop using FiberSeal, and they eventually use MicroSeal to protect their furniture because we can do the cleaning as well. They want a one-stop shop. So any way that you can think of providing that resource to them to where their client can get everything for you all in a little, you know, snap, that's what you have to tell them. That's a great question. Now, if they still give me no's and they're just, like, not about it and they're not interested, I don't go back until maybe a couple months later because sometimes those people leave the company or I can talk to somebody else in that company who almost always is interested. So never take them fully off. Just maybe revisit them in the future. One thing with chocolates, we got some small bars made up of our logo from a local gourmet shop that we leave after all carpet jobs. I just pack enough for the day in a cooler. Perfect, Isaiah. That's exactly what you should do. I love the idea of bringing goodies for pets or a selection of savory for the healthy people rather than just sweet cakes. Thanks, Barbara. If you think about it, you want them to treat you like you would want to be treated. Like if I had diabetes, which in my case I don't, but in my family there is a history of diabetes, I would want them to bring me something healthy. I enjoy healthy treats. Hey, if you want to bring me those vegetable sticks, which we've done in the past, they're delicious. You can get them at HEB. They are in a cute little bag, and there's a sticker on there, too, that says that if you buy this bag, you also help children in need, I believe, which I thought was cute. So, you know, I'm all for that. I love vegetable sticks, and they taste really good. Barbara also said, I think fridge magnets or clips are great too. Awesome. Yeah, take our ideas. And like I said, email the support email if you'd like, if you have, you know, questions about who it is that we use, and I can totally hook you guys up. Chris says, do you suggest more frequent visits in the beginning? A month seems like such a long time. All right, here's the thing. Good question, Chris. I do not suggest more frequent visits in the beginning. And the reason being is you never want to, you might think it's a long time, but to them, I've had many times where they're like, man, I feel like you just came in here. What has it been, 2 weeks? And it's been a month. So you don't want them to think that you're being consistently visiting them and bothering them. You want to make sure you're going on that once a month basis. Now, exception. The only exception to that rule is that if I book a presentation in the month of May, okay, and I'm sorry, rewind. If I visit them in the month of May and then they want a presentation in the same month, let's say towards the end of May, that's okay. You can see them those two times because they told you it's okay, right? But we never, if you think about it, we've never gotten permission to visit these people. We have gone to these people without permission, so we don't want to overstep our boundaries. So I'd stay with just once a month. All right. There's another exception. There's been times where I visited the same person or place three times in a row, and that's because I visited them in the beginning of the month. I did a presentation for them in the middle of the month, and then at that presentation, they wanted me to do a demo, but they gave me their fabric samples. So then what happened? I came back to the office, microsealed their fiber samples, and then went back the next week to present it to them and show them that the demo does work. So as long as they're willing and they know about it, it's okay. But in the beginning and forever, once a month. Great question. We are going to add the bags to our marketing giveouts. Awesome, Tessa. That's great. All right, if you have any more questions, it's actually 10 o'clock. We can talk about this for days. Send them into support, and I would be happy to answer them back. I'm so excited for you guys to get everything ready. I hope You will purchase some of this stuff before next week. All right. And if you don't, remember, FTI is failure to implement, and that's why small businesses do not grow. And I'm here to be with you guys to help you grow. So thank you for having me today. I'm excited to teach you guys new information next week. I believe we're going to be starting on how to build relationships and what to talk about. So there's a lot of stuff to learn. Stay tuned. Have a wonderful week. God bless. Bye.